Hello.
Hello there. Am I speaking to David?
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic, David. It's your friend giving you a call from MMA Legal. It's in regards to the inquiry you made into Cannon Moss Children's Home, David.
Oh, right. Yeah, on Facebook, yeah.
That's the one, pal. So it's just to get that set up for you and get the ball rolling if now's a good time for you, David.
The boys, I wasn't actually sexually assaulted there. I was just, you know what I mean? I wasn't even that sort of thing, yeah. I was more like,
I bullied you, kind of.
When you were bad, you were sort of hitting the head with spoons and knuckles and things, yeah.
No, that's still abuse, David. It doesn't have to be sexual, so that is still abuse. Okay. Now, the good news with these claims at the moment, David, for a case like yours, from what you just said, the average is around £45,000 that we are getting back. So quite an awful lot of money for a claim, like I say. It doesn't make what you've been for any better, but, you know, it's money you're entitled to. So, David, just to confirm, I've got your email as meidol2016@gmail.com. Is that your email address?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Perfect, David. And can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please, David?
It's 01/04/1963.
Perfect, David, not a problem at all. And just your door number and your postcode, please, David, so where you're living at the moment.
It's 5/3 Greenacre, Edinburgh, and the postcode is E for Echo, H for Hotel, 143,
yep.
G for Juliet, G for Golf.
Perfect, let's have a look at that. Greenacre, yeah? 5/3.
Yeah.
Yep, perfect, no problem, pal. Let's get this down for you. So, Greenacre. Okay, 5/3. And have you ever been known by any other names other than David Scott? Have you ever changed your name at all, David?
I have been, yeah. But I changed my name when I was a bit older, obviously, 21, 22. My name when I was in the children's home was David Boat, B-O-A-T.
Perfect, no problem, pal, that's fine. Okay, no problem there, David. And it was just to confirm with yourself, David, it was Cannon's Lodge children's home you was in, wasn't it, Bob?
There was two of them, there was one called the Priory. I was in the Priory, then I moved to Cannon Lodge.
Yeah, okay, no worries. And how old are you at the moment, David? What's your date? How old are you at the moment?
I'll be 63 in a couple of weeks, so I'm actually 62. Okay.
Yeah, no worries. And what are your parents' names, David?
Obviously, my mum's name's Alma Scott, and my dad's name is Robert Boat.
Robert Boat, okay.
Yeah.
No worries.
B-O-A-T.
That's fine. Yep. Now, what age did you go into care, David? How old was you when you went into care?
Honestly, I was actually really small. It must have been, I don't particularly know. It must have been between 2-year-old or 3-year-old I was in the home, eh?
Okay. No, but so you won't know where you was living before you went into care, I'm guessing, with you being that young?
No. I was, to be honest with you, I couldn't really tell you because I was a baby, yeah?
No, that's fine, David. Like I say, if there is anything you don't know, just let me know. It's not a problem, pal. We'd just like to get more information because it helps us find your files a lot quicker.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, David, do you have any brothers or sisters, any siblings at all?
Well, I haven't now, but I did have, obviously,
yeah,
when I was younger, obviously, yeah.
do you know the names at all, David?
I do, yeah. My oldest brother's called Robert Boat.
Robert Boat, same as your dad, yeah?
And,
same name as your dad.
And my other older brother is Albert Boat.
Albert Boat, okay, no problem. And what authority were you cared under? You know, what area did you live in when you was like 3 years old?
It was Edinburgh.
Edinburgh, perfect, nice and easy then. Edinburgh, okay. And David, if something was to happen to you, oh, God forbid it doesn't, but if something happens to you in the next year and you're unable to collect the money when we've got it for you, who would you like to be your beneficiary? So who would you like to see
daughter,
the money if you're not here to get it?
My daughter, Debbie Scott. Yeah.
Perfect. Do you have a telephone number for Debbie at all?
I do. Okay, I'll go on. I'd have to go out and... The telephone number is 07-37-7-44-94-55.
Perfect. Sounds fine. We'll have that on there for you. Okay, no problem there. And obviously, I know you went into Canon Lodge Children's Home. How long was you in there for?
I must have been there for about 15. I think between 15 year end, or maybe 14, 15 year.
14, 15 years. Okay. That's fine there, David. And could you just tell us a bit about Canon Lodge, what the kind of abuse you were facing? Now, I know you said it wasn't sexual, but what kind of abuse were you facing, Paul?
Well, if you were really bad, they would obviously assault you, they would threaten you, they would assault you. Let's say, for instance, you stole something from a shop, they would smack you, you know what I mean? They wouldn't just sit you down, they would come and hit you, and even if you did something wrong, they would hit you. One of the particular ones the person would do, if you're in the dining room and you made a noise, they would hit you with a spoon, you know, a ladle, hit in the head with a ladle.
Yeah.
And one particular person would give you a knucklehead. He would put his fist up and he would hit the back of your head with his knuckle there.
Yeah.
And no time like that, they didn't really care about particularly me, you know, and they didn't, you know, education, shoes, clothes, you never got anything really like any other people, you know what I mean, like a normal home,
Yeah. Okay. Let me give you clothes, shoes.
And I'm going to be honest with you, when I was there, they didn't really care. I only see my social worker once a year, if I was lucky.
Yeah, okay.
And
they
split. They split me and my brothers up. My older brother went to a place called Red Hall Children's Home.
Yep.
My brother Albert and me went to Canon Lodge. Obviously, I was crying, obviously, because my brother, I was smaller then. And another, not so much that, my brother was a dwarf. And obviously, 1966, they didn't know how to handle, obviously, handicapped people. They just put us away. And I went to a handicapped school, and that's actually affected my education as well, really, you know what I mean?
No, understandable, David. So I'm including all this in the paperwork for you there, David. I'm making notes of it all. Now, there is two more things we do need for a claim, David. Now, you'll notice you got a message from me on WhatsApp Messenger, because we need a picture of photo ID and a letter just to prove where you live. Now, the photo ID, David, it can be a passport, a driving licence, or even a bus pass. It just needs to have your picture on it and be a government document, okay? For the letter, David, it can be any letter whatsoever, as long as it is dated within the last 3 months. But what are you going to be using, David? Would it be a passport, a driving license, or a bus pass? Do you reckon you'd use?
I'll send you a picture of my passport,
Yep, perfect. So with the passport, David, make sure you can see the full passports of both pages, okay? So if you want to open the text message, open the WhatsApp message for me, David. You have a message from myself.
Yeah, I see that,
Yep. So click that message for me, David. And if you just click the camera button in the corner, on the right-hand side, once you've got the message open.
All right, yeah.
So open the message on your screen first, basically.
I've opened up and the camera's open.
Yeah, perfect. So take a picture of your passport for me, David. Like I say, include both pictures.
Okay, hold on.
Include both sides, sorry. Yeah, no worries. Take your time, David. No problem at all. So like I say, once you've got it, David, just lie it down on the chair or on the table. You take a bird's eye view picture of it, pal.
I've just done that and I've sent it. I'm sending it to you.
Yep, that's come through, David. That's perfect, pal. Exactly what we needed. Now, just any letter you've got, David, dated in the last 3 months. It can be any letter whatsoever. As long as it's got your name and the date, but take it exactly how you took that. You did all four corners, okay? No worries, pal. Take your time, David. I'm just filling out a form for you anyway, fella. So don't worry about it. Take your time, pal. Thank you. Let's have a look at that, David. Give me a sec. Yeah, perfect. That, David, it's got the date on there as well, which is great stuff. So last thing left to do now, David, would just be the form we need to sign, just so basically we can obviously, you know, get the relevant details from the local authority. So just bear with me 2 minutes. Let me just get this loaded for you. I'm going to send this over to you, David. It's just a case of sign. It's like signing a parcel at the door, David, but a bit easier, if I'm honest with you.
Okay, yeah.
Let's get this down for you. So what else do we need? So let's get your email on that. Email, yeah. And you've got your name, David Scott. David Scott, okay. Let's get that down for us. The mobile number, 544. Okay, David, so in a moment you're going to receive a text message from ourselves. It'll say, "Hi, David, Ben Jacobs wants you to sign a document," which is myself, of course. All you need to do, David, is you need to simply just click the link, and it'll take you to the page, and we just need a signature in one box, and then just confirm your address, your name in the other. So if you have a look at your emails or your text messages now, David, that should be there for you.
I've got email now.
You open that. That's it. Click proceed to documents.
It just says start signing.
Start signing. Click that one for me then, David. It'll say proceed to documents in a moment. Perfect. So that's the one, pal. And then you'll see a box with your name in it. It'll take you to the box. At the top, you've got to click agree and continue. And then it should take you to the box, and it'll have your name in it. You just need to click on your name, and then it'll take you to the next box, which will have the your signature.
It just says, I confirm reading and understand the...
Yeah, do that bit. Click the box at the side. See the little box on the left-hand side where it says confirm? Right. Click that and then click agree and continue for me.
Agree and continue, yeah.
Yeah, click that for me. It's going to take you to a name where you can see your name. If you click your name and then click confirm, and then it's going to ask where it says signature, it should take you to that next. If you click that, it should give you an option of three signatures you can choose.
I can sign it now.
Yeah, that's the one part. David.
I don't sign it.
It's that one. So you click one of those three. Any of those three.
Oh, right.
And then click finish.
And I've finished it. Yeah. You've signed this document.
Perfect, that should be done for us now, and David, let's have a look. Yep, that's all done for us, David. So now what we're going to do, David, is going to start the claim for you, like I say. So you will be updated in around a month's time, but with these claims, David, you are looking at anywhere from 8 months to a year, obviously to get paid out. But like I say, we will update you every step of the way. But if you do need us at all, David, save this number in your phone. You can call my number anytime or send me a quick WhatsApp message, and I'll be able to give you a call. But like I say, it's going to be around 8 months, but the average is around, £4,000 to £5,000. Now, I just need to read a small script to explain your funding options clearly, David. So there are three ways you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. So we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, David, so if you do choose us, it would be under the private agreement. Now, like I stated earlier, David, the way we work is on a no-win, no-fee agreement. So if you are unsuccessful, absolutely no charge whatsoever. Only on a successful claim there, David, we take 16%, including VAT, that's 20%. Oh, okay. That's it. Now, like I say, if you do need us for anything at all, David, feel free to give me a call back. But that is everything we need you for today. And we're going to get this logged for you straight away and obviously get an outcome obviously made for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Perfect. Not a problem, David. Like I said, if you need me at all, give me a call back. It's been a pleasure getting this set up for you, pal.
Okay, thank you very much. Cheers.
Cheers, David. Have a good day, pal. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Thank you. Bye-bye.